些人马上就是会喜欢报名，但他们很缺少，那么有阿布杜人直接做记者或者是来去那边。
I think that's a sort of what we need to the agency to get this one also. So at the next meeting, whenever we meet, we can have this kind of reform. I mean, I did just see you listen to the phone and I did just inform you. I was informed that the report has been tabled and drafted by council. And that's where I listened. But at the time, I think there was a delay in the presentation of the report. So. And I did meet you informally as well as presented to him about the background. So that is not the last set of questions that I saw in the next one. So,
yeah, that is from the new member. Are we from stage 1 to meet the ACs from the start of the year or meeting the ACs on the start of the year? And that what we this week can be made a trust of the ACs.
I'm going to be assisted by those. We don't normally meet and discuss this report because he normally will come and give us the strat plan and budget at the beginning of the year. We then monitor. I think a couple of years to do that type of exercise, budget and plan. But I'm not sure when the next cycle is here for budget and strat plan. But I think the AC really kind of commitment. They never had a problem to come to us to deal with the heavy maintenance of the ground. But they in terms of the cycle, the expected and budget and only done around the world in November. And they in mind that it will go away after the DRRs and come back after the elections. I'm sure by the time we come back it will be more or less around the time that the agent come to us anyway. So can I ask members that we don't have an official meeting, but that we try, if possible, to bring this meeting as early as possible in the new year?
Yes.
Is that okay with all
of you? Yes, okay. Yeah, I think that's right. One of the meetings we don't have today is the report. You know, I attend some of the other portfolio committees, and you find these people minimum two sitting there. But they don't say a word, they don't answer any questions or anything, so they come back, however, and they go back. So we must look at the efficient use of these long bodies, and they're requested from through the committees. They mustn't come as a matter of course. They must just come if they've been requested to do so. Now that I suppose they're important, because when they're looking at the right people for our case, they're important.
No, you just see them as a simple supplier now. Let me say something.
I don't know.
No, that's fine. I think what we should do, Mr. Renrock and your team, is before the AG next comes to us, then just get some sort of point each one in. So when you come AG, be prepared to engage on this topic and that topic, so that he also comes fairly ahead.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we will cut the agenda to get into the data in terms of what topics we want. That is it.
Yes.
And we will do it as soon as is possible after we come back from the elections and he has sufficient information to come share. But we will not have a special plan. Thank you very much. If you look at this piece of paper that you have before us, last minute, are there any changes on page number one? 16th of March. Page number one, any changes? I'm sure it's not the media, it's two pages. It's two pages. Draft and pretending from the KBC. Really just talking about what we did in our last meeting. Page number two.
So I'm just trying to understand what it means on the third line. So members are expected to only adopt outstanding committee instruments.
Third line, where are we?
Page two.
Page two. The third line, yes?
Where to make it to only adopt outstanding committee instruments. I don't know the use of the word instruments there.
It means reports, notes, whatever.
Right, you want to change instruments to
I don't know.
The word I'm happy to. But I understand you as whatever
that word is out there.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No.
No.
she did that there was no following. So she just had
to maybe you should put yourself. I don't understand. Because if they ask the apology, you should at least say, these are IMA members. These are the 50 that didn't attend. For future reference, if you we might be. So we put everybody and we will note those that have apologies, those that have attended, and those that have no apologies.
Happiness? Sorry, I can't recall whether we started at 2 or 12, but I think we started at 2. And we finished at 4 o'clock station. It wasn't a 3-hour meeting. Something.
You have to look at that. All our meetings were.
Yeah?
Maybe not two.
Okay.
You said that's true. Alright. If you get into the meat of the report, Honorable Members, there were lots of grammar and understanding and so on. And we attempted to capture what members requested the amendment. So I'm just checking on page number 1, if anything, yes sir.
Chair, just a few grammatical things. Under the heading background and introduction, it reads the National Assembly established the Standing Committee on the Audit Standing Practice. It should surely read the National Assembly established the Standing Committee on the Audit Standing Practice. Or take out the brackets, 1 or 2.
Okay. What do you want? What are you suggesting?
It's a take out brackets.
Just take out brackets.
You said it at the top, so let's form the brackets.
Thank you very much. Any other members of the system? Maybe that's a lot of them.
Yeah, just think on the page, just in the last line, or sorry, second last line, that first section, it reads for tabling in the National Assembly.
Okay,
and
right.
At the bottom, yes sir.
Yeah.
For tabling in the National Assembly and the National Treasury. Does this first get tabled at the Treasury? I just had a question as to when it's get tabled there, or get changed to them, or it get delivered to them. That's what I know, we don't pay them in the National
Assembly. Yeah, yeah. Right. We can't pay them to the Treasury because we're at a different point. So we just take out the National Treasury.
Fine.
Alright. And what is the National Assembly? You've got to say?
Yes. Then about halfway through the next paragraph, the constitutional mandate as A Supreme Court, it's D Supreme Court institution. The only thing other Supreme Court institution, perhaps, is D. Thank you. That's all I have that page.
Thank you. D. All right. Anybody else on page number 1?
Sure.
Yes, sir.
Maybe I mentioned something. The last sentence of the seventh part of subject to pain and money, the last sentence is, these targets are set to set which parts of the list to achieve the government of the what we have in one month. These kinds of
self-sufficient. If you read the sentence before, it says the development of the target is a key step in effective procedure change. The game goes into this target.
The word commits should be either commits or committed. In good faith, go on to say committed further on. I suggest that we change the lead committed. The ED on the end.
You say commit.
Just commit.
First line.
Commit or committed?
Commit then.
Right?
You can say commit to concentrate.
And in the second paragraph, second line of that should be to meet 90 to 100% of the action. I would say take out the word for completion. Because they don't add anything to their sentence. All the actions in...
This is what it is. This is to be 90%
of the actions. Of the actions in the 2016-17.
I'm just saying to the members, the second paragraph on the earlier. We've got the second line in the second paragraph. We've got four completion. Take out the completion for that. For the better. Thank you. Any more?
On the direction issues, no, so that's fine. Thank you.
Anybody else? Okay, happy? Thank you very much. Page number 3. Any questions about that? Bearing in mind this document from the public documents so that we might understand it and just make it very clear to the members of the nation.
Thank you, Chair. Can I just suggest 3 bullet points in the middle of the page should read the same. 4 decks collected over 12 months. 4 decks collected over 12 months or less collected in the national budget.
Do you add 4 to the second one?
Add 4 to the second one and take out C in the third one.
You and the second one you add 4? The third one you are called then to take out the third one.
Then,
well,
sir,
so is that what you're
saying? Yes. And then in the next paragraph, the last shortening in brackets there, if it's a shortening of enterprise resource planning system, it's not the ERPS, the ERP.
Put
up
enterprise.
ERPS.
ERPS. Just for the everyone. I'm going to play with you the one of my double zero push. All right, we will add it to the ERC.
One more for that page. Chair, in the next paragraph, in the middle of the second line, the word program, it seems to be for colleges as well. Enhanced reward and recognition competency framework. To say program competency framework, I think it's good. Thank you, sir.
Any more that members want to look at on page 1, please? No? Thank you very much. Page 4?
Fine on page 4.
Anybody else on page 4? No? Going on page 5?
So just at the start of the top under budget, AXA apostrophe, there's an S missing there. AXA's budget. Then in the last paragraph just before the table, take out the word V in the requirements of section, then it's of C section 38.1. That was all that I said. So
according to tier 2,
the requirements of section 38.1.
Right. Any more? And page number 6.
Yeah, basic, item 4, second last line. But there's 2 and a in there. And the 2 is out, but it couldn't be there.
The
should have the 4.
Yeah, number 4.
Second last line?
The average salary will increase from 576 to 602.
Yeah.
In D.
You say so in D?
And D.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright.
In fact, now when we say 576 and 602, what was it? The hour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. These are power. Yeah. Anyway, clarify. The average salary will increase from 576. Any more on page number 6? Yes, sir.
Just a question. Are we surely using the life basis? Should yes. be including going forward, not retrospectively, life.
You put on
the that if you just look at the branches, will increase to from 5 centimeters to 6 centimeters in the 20 subs and 15 years. Shouldn't we be 15 centimeters? And the other day,
because 26 to 17, you've got that as well, you're right. Yeah. So it's 26 to 17.
Yeah, I'm not sure that my the other day told me not that.
And then the next one, the last line of that. The proposed average tariff increase for 16-13 is lower than that of
14-14. Yeah, and that must be a
14-15.
And that must be a 17, I would say.
We are saying the proposed average tariff increase for 2016-17 is lower than that for 2015-16.
Bullet point 2, it says Parliament approves the proposed HSA auto tariff increase. I propose to add, set out in the next years 3 and 4 of the strategic plan.
Okay. Because it's an important just to
yeah.
You say it slowly so that they can
get. I'll give it to them.
Oh, you'll give it to them. Okay. So we're basically saying, look, way ahead and they see, I think that's it. Any more changes?
And then, bullet point 3, I would combine with bullet point 5 and add some words, just make it the same thing. So it'd be a long roster. In terms of the audit directors, the front audit directors must be retained. And, going down in, Parliament shall also approve the ASHA discretional determination of audit directors for, and the other year in advance, 2016-2017, financial year from that, in line, this is what I want to add, in line with international standards of auditing, full stop. And any revisions to ISA's implementation to be communicated to this committee. So what I'm trying to say now is that we've given a blanket approval at this point in time. They haven't set out anywhere what the determinations are. Now, I don't believe there are any determinations. So what I'm just saying is that you've got to reapprove his discretion to change the determination, and the determination must be in line with international standards of auditing. And if he does decide to change something, he would just communicate to us, by the way, I'm not going to apply this international standard of auditing for whatever reason. So I'm going to be specific what the mandate is in. But to say, existing directors and your discretion changes are to the approved, as long as they're in line with international standards of auditing, and if, however, you don't comply with the international standards, please inform us that you've deviated from the international standards of auditing.
Alright, that's the sense you
make. Okay, you know, the wording.
Anybody, the wording we will kind of detail you about it. But it makes sense, right? Yeah. Alright, any other changes, we'll give us that link. Any other changes? If not, with all those changes that we have noted, can we put the entire report for us?
Agreed.
Agreed. Agreed. Agreed. Agreed. Agreed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I mean, the thing that I was raising and we were disputing, we have got an EFF member 30th, the cult members.
Yeah.
They have withdrawn. And there's never been a place for them. It's really technically difficult. In certain essence, they've just walked out of Parliament. So we still sit in the forum of 10 or if you need, we can quickly find someone else to
say, what is this?
The 47 give everybody preference. And they represent the other party. They've now withdrawn. But if you want to go for whatever you need to get run on, then we can do that. If you show the wife, is it
just I'd be just for technicality.
Can someone try to run them for one thing?
I don't know.
The person that arrived, you will just have to ask permission to put it in the report. That's what you think.
Okay. Yeah.
And how long are they
missing?
All right, let's give it 3 minutes.
All right, and then we haven't really made this. We can do differently, we can ask people to introduce it and do it.
I want to ask this part about the
I'm
Thank you.